This is KUT. It's no secret that the African-American population of East Austin has been dwindling as the white population has increased for the past couple of decades. But some see a bright spot in that transformation. And it's apparent on Sunday mornings. KUT's Maggie Rivas Rodriguez has the story.
On this Sunday morning at Holy Cross Catholic Church on East 11th Street, Father Basil Aguzzi is blessing Olivia and Angel Mena on their fifth wedding anniversary. The couple carry their year-old son in their arms. Olivia is white and Angel is Latino. For them, Holy Cross is home.
As a kind of mixed family too, I think this is a space where we felt really welcomed and really comfortable and really engaged because it's very centered in the community and working with the community, and that kind of aligns with sort of our commitments.
It was built in the 1930s because African-American Catholics often were treated shabbily at other Catholic churches in the diocese. Donna Sistrunk Irving is a retiree who volunteers at Holy Cross. She knows that history.
The African-Americans were not invited or welcome at other churches. During that time, they did ask us to sit in the balcony or sit in the mat.
Holy Cross became a beacon to African-American Catholics in the area. Retired Air Force veteran Brent Brown has been coming to Holy Cross since 1989. But even as a child growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Brown saw that racial acceptance eluded some Catholic churches.
I've been to Catholic churches because I was in the military all over the world, all over the United States. And I find that it's a reflection of people. Some churches are very welcoming. Some churches look at me as if I'm poison.
The Pew Research Center finds that African Americans are largely Protestant. Only 5% are Catholic. Here at Holy Cross, the importance of race is unmistakable. In the community center, there's a painting of Martin Luther King, right under a painting of Jesus Christ. On a table near the entrance of the center, the two local African American newspapers are available. Both papers often carry stories about racial injustices.
Racism is rampant in the United States, and I don't know whether we'll ever get the courage to stand up and admit it and trace it back to where we culturally came from. But that's a fact. That's the United States.
Holy Cross pastor Father Basil Aguzzi is black. He is originally from Nigeria. In the neighborhood around Holy Cross, the demographic changes have come fast. Inside the church, the big increase has been of black African immigrants, less so for non-blacks.
What I normally see is a typical white person who comes into church on Sunday and see all blacks, and the kind of music we play and, you know, how we interact. I've seen that, you know, they'll tell, oh, we love it, but they won't come back again. So maybe they don't feel comfortable.
Olivia Schmidt and her family are originally from Togo in West Africa. They have been at Holy Cross for close to two decades. 3 years ago, she married German immigrant Henning Schmidt, and she brought him into the fold. The parish embraced him, too.
Everybody was just very interested in knowing who he was and where he came from. And, you know, it's just been a welcoming family.
Henning Schmidt says the church has included him and his wife in the Mass.
They've even invited us to speak in different languages, so I give a little reading in German, and she did in French. It was really neat.
The Holy Cross parishioners who have moved away, some because of higher taxes, often come back here on Sunday. But not all of them are happy with the newcomers. Again, Donna Sistrunk Irving.
You know, like somebody was saying, well, they are going to take over our church. I say, who is they? Who is they? We are all God's children.
Leon Roberts lives in Oak Hill. He drives by three other Catholic churches before he gets to Holy Cross. He sees the transformation of this African-American Catholic church as something natural.
Times are changing. Times has changed. And times change every day. So if you don't get with the time and the changing, well, you're going to be left out, so to speak, is what I'm saying. You got to keep moving along with what's going on.
Maggie Rivas Rodriguez, KUT News.